Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg.
Earlier on Speed Jokes.
Here's joke of the week number one.
Andy, my wife keeps psychoanalyzing me. I said, we should fire the pool boy. And she goes, is that because you feel threatened by younger men? And I said, no, it's because we don't have a pool.
We don't even have a pool. Here's joke of the week number two.
I do not like French restaurants.
Why is that?
The waiters give me the creps.
Here's joke of the week number three.
I think my wife's trying to kill me.
Why do you say that?
Well, yesterday she made me a sandwich. I almost choked on a chicken bone.
Well, that happens sometimes.
In a peanut butter sandwich?
Give me a break here, Andy. It was a PBJ for crying out loud. Here's joke of the week number four.
Andy, someone hit me with a jar of mayonnaise over the weekend.
We know, John. You said, what the hell, man? That was a joke from last week.
Okay, how about this one? What did the mayonnaise say when someone opened the refrigerator? Hey, close the door. I'm dressing.
I like that one. Here's joke of the week number five.
Andy, just before the fourth, I stopped at one of those roadside stands and spent a lot of money on fireworks. I mean, I spent a ton of money.
Well, I'll bet the owner was happy to see you coming.
Oh, you bet he was. As I was leaving, he gave me a high three.
I remember you guys kind of chuckled at that one. All right, what about number six?
This is ridiculous, Andy. It's July the, what is it now, 7th, and people are still shooting off fireworks. Last night, one of them almost caught my Christmas tree on fire.
Here's joke of the week number eight.
You know, the Culligan man fell into a big humidifier. He's going to be missed.
Here's joke of the week number nine.
I was just trying to be funny when I told my wife that if she wanted to lose some weight, she should put some Slim Fast in her laundry. The next day, I found some white powder in my underwear, and I said, what's this? And she said, Miracle-Gro.
That's just mean.
It's got a shot. It's got a shot. Here's number 10.
Hey, John, what do you give Uncle Sam if he has a runny nose?
A hanky-doodle.
What would you call Uncle Sam if he slept around?
Skanky-doodle.
What if he were tall and thin?
Lanky-doodle.
If he was cheating on his wife?
Hanky panky doodle.
Some patriotic jokes there for you around the 4th of July. Here's joke of the week number 11.
Andy, now that summer is here, I was thinking.
John, I don't want to read any of your books.
Have you read Love In at Cactus Flats by I Need a Tweezer?
That's not a real book.
Oh, yes, it is. And here's A Tour of America's Outhouses by Anita Tinkle. Here, read I'm Fine by Howard Yu. And here's my copy, Andy, of Big Fart by Hugh Jass.
Just stop.
Do you have Surprise by Omer Gosh? It's a sequel to Golly Gosh by Gee Whiz.
And in sports.
Here, Andy, read this. Come On In by Doris Open. And here's my copy of Get Moving by Shake a Leg.
You're not going to stop, are you?
I got one more. Read I Hate the Sun by
Gladys Knight.
And then we played the song. I won't play the song now. Here's joke of the week number 12.
A guy with amnesia walks up to an attractive woman in a bar and says, so, do I come here often?
Sorry, I shouldn't be laughing at that. That just surprised me, like I've heard that for the first time. Here's joke of the week number 13.
A guy walks up to a counter and says, I'd like a double cheeseburger, a Coke and fries. And the other person says, sir, this is a library. And the guy goes, oh, sorry, I'd like a double cheeseburger, Coke and fries.
Hey, Neil, are we down to just one more joke? Are we on joke of the week number 14 or 13 here? Two more. All right, here's number 13.
Hey, what's the difference between roast beef and pea soup? Well, anyone can roast beef.
Maybe we should have been just one more. All right, one more. Hit it.
I went to the library yesterday and asked for a book on turtles. The librarian said hardback. I said, yeah, you know, with little wrinkled heads.
You know, turtles. All right, so what was the joke of the week? Whew. Andy Mazur says,
give him the high three.
Really? How about that? I think I'm going to go with Hanky Doodle, Lanky Doodle, Hanky Panky Doodle. That was kind of fun for me. How about you, Steve? What was the joke of the week?
Anyone can roast beef.
Wow. Lauren Lapka said,
so, do I come here often?
Thank you very much. You know, what's nice about this week, Neil, I'll ask you what your joke of the week was, too, is that it's we're spreading the love. Everybody has a favorite. How about you, Neil?
I think I'm going to agree with Lauren. I'm going to say, do I come here often?
So, do I come here often? Thanks for sending jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. In a minute now, I did it yesterday. I have to figure out, remember now, who did we randomly select from our jokes? Someone's about to win the Godspeed Jokes coffee mug.